The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
It's another edition of the Morning Skate. Back-to-back action at SAP Center at San Jose. After a huge victory last night against the Winnipeg Jets, the Sharks have another big challenge. The Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers, are in town. They are rested and they are raring to go. Drew, last night was an amazing victory for the Sharks in so many different ways. Can you count a couple?
Well, Maquin Celebrini losing a couple of bottom halves of his teeth and then scoring on a breakaway. Alex Nedeljkovic playing like he did again, giving the Sharks save after save after save, and especially at the end of the game, making three crucial saves, obviously. The fact of the second period for about 11 minutes, the San Jose Sharks dominated the Winnipeg Jets in their own zone. Will Smith's winning goal. The fact that that team played so quick last night and had Winnipeg, for the most part, negated offensively because they were playing in their own zone. That was fantastic hockey by the San Jose Sharks against the Winnipeg Jets.
I think what you talked about for the second period is really underrated. The fact that they outchanced them, the opportunities on the Winnipeg net were like almost triple what the Winnipeg Jets were able to put on the Sharks net. But then again, you mentioned Nedeljkovic, and in the first period, he stopped two shorthanded breakaways, one by Lowry that should have gone in. It was a great save. The other one was a one-timer, which was not really a breakaway, but it was an in-close chance for Nemesnikov. And then what you talked about at the end of the game, boy, what a sequence that was, with Winnipeg putting out everything they can, pulling out all the stops, pulling their goaltender Hellebuck, who was, by the way, really good in goal.
Fantastic.
And somehow Nedeljkovic held the fort.
But can the Sharks please score in an empty net one you-know-what in time? For crying out loud, can they just put one in an empty net and save us all the anxiety?
Apparently not. Apparently that seems to be the story. Or maybe they just like playing with the adversity. You know, that's the crazy thing this year, Drew, is they seem to put their arms around some of this adversity and say, hey, listen, this is what we have to deal with. We're not going to let it affect us like it might have last year. I think it's one of the interesting things we've seen.
It would have been a 4-1 game last year.
You're right.
Sort of played hard, but it would have been 4-1. With an empty netter for the Winnipeg Jets, because everybody scores empty netters against us. But when you look at that game, and what did Ryan Morozovsky say? He said he wanted the guys to get comfortable in these uncomfortable situations. He wanted the guys to learn, you know, win or learn kind of thing. And he wanted them to learn to play in these moments, the tight games, the tough games, how they have to play. And the other thing that I think, Danny, that you got to start looking at, and the guys were saying it after the game last night. Wenberg was talking about it. Maclin and Will were talking about it, is the fact that the Sharks play quick. They're a quick team. They're fast. They get on you fast. They're no longer a team that is plodding up and down the ice. They are a quick team. They bring pressure, and that forecheck game that Ryan Morozovsky wants to have as identity for the club is starting to show.
I think another part of it too is the defensemen are more confident in pinching because they're getting support from the forwards back. And you know, Maclin Celebrini's the driver of that. He's the first guy back all the time. So maybe it's rubbing off, but I just think that the team is playing a style of hockey that's allowing for that.
Yeah, well, that's connected, right? That's what Ryan Morozovsky talks about, and that's what needs to happen with a team that's a good team. You know, the way that who the Sharks are playing tonight, I should say, is obviously a team that's very well connected, even though they're missing one of the best players, well, two of the best players in the league, but Barkov being one I don't think even can replace. When then Nosek's gone, Tkachuk's gone, and they're gone for a while. So they're still playing connected. They ran all over Los Angeles the other night.
They were great.
They were really good. And they take off out of the zone. They spring opportunity. So those defensemen, you're going to have to watch that pinch, and you're going to have to watch that F3 tonight. But the connected part of the game you see from the Florida Panthers, but the Sharks are really showing that they understand that you have to play five guys in every zone.
Well, one thing about playing fast against this Panther team is you can beat them that way, because look at what Anaheim did to them before they went to Los Angeles.
Yep.
Anaheim kind of blew them out, and they did it with that reactive speed and that skill. But they, you know, you also have to play a physical brand of hockey. How are the Sharks going to handle another physical team? Because Winnipeg is not exactly a group of shrinking violets. They were involved, but Florida, I think, in a way, has another nastiness layer to them.
Yeah.
Led by Brad Marchand, of course, whom I think is going to be a distracting figure tonight, which makes this a different kind of a challenge.
Bennett, too. Bennett and Marchand are just two guys that do push over the line. In fact, their whole team does. That's their part of their identity. Their identity is to get in your face. It's not like they're dirty or anything like that. They're just really always in your face. They're relentless as getting to the body, giving you a little shove after the whistle, getting to your goaltender, staying there a little long, giving them an extra poke. Those are the things you're going to have to not guard against. You're going to have to make sure that you push back to on them. The only way I think you beat the Panthers is you don't succumb to their, it's not even extracurricular. They're walking the line or being on the edge. You've got to be just as much on the edge as they are. You've got to be in whoever happens to be in goal tonight. You have to be in their face. You have to be poking them. You have to get to the net. Now, the Sharks aren't great at boxing guys out. As I talked about last night, when Ryan Warsawski told us, you know, he wants the D to box out as much as they can. But the Sharks' D don't box out. They want a front pucks. Okay, front pucks. But the forwards have got to get to the net. If it's Bobrovsky, they've got to get in his eyes. They've got to give him a little extra poke. You got to get to the blue paint as much as you can. And you also have to finish checks. You've got to close quick. You've got to get on these guys. Because if you don't, they will take care of your offensive zone for you. Or your zone for you. They will be all over the ice. So you got to make sure you close quick, finish them off, and then get back on the defensive side. It was a good, you know what was neat last night?
What's that?
So there was a lot of scrums on the boards, right?
Right.
A lot of scrums. And everybody thinks, well, it's the scrums guys who are just digging you out. There's actually quite a bit of strategy goes into that. I was listening to Doug Huda and talking to the guys last night on those scrums. And you see how the Sharks, if they're in on the scrums, they'll release and get to the outside and then push the opposition players in. That's part of the strategy is you want to, on the scrum, on the boards, you get there, and then if you find yourself getting pushed in from behind, they release out, and they get on the defensive side, and then they push guys into the boards, and then you try to continue to work that puck free. But the Sharks do a pretty good job of that, but you're going to have to do that today because Florida is very good at working along the boards.
Yeah, they are, and of course, that'll frustrate them a little bit. But the other thing that the Sharks did last night, I thought, was what Brett Hedekin used to talk about. He said, delay the opportunity. If you can do that with those quick closures, Colin Graf did it a couple of times, just sort of frustrate Florida into doing what they really want to do. And they're going to get frustrated with that, and I think that's a big part of it. The other part of it, too, is, you know, the goaltending challenge tonight again. If Sergei Bobrovsky is in, I mean, he's as great a goaltender as Hellebuck was last night or as anybody else has been that the Sharks have faced. And let's remember also that it's been 8 years since the Sharks have beaten the Panthers. It's 12 games without a win against this franchise. So I think they've got their hands full.
Yeah, you're due, right? Now, listen, this Florida Panthers team, they're the two-time Stanley Cup champions. They've been to the Stanley Cup final 3 years in a row. This is not a team that is that even with their injuries, that they are slim or thin when it comes to talent and it comes to understanding how to win. They are a team that the Sharks have to be just as good as they were, if not better than they were last night against the Florida Panthers.
It's going to be a great one again tonight, the final game of the homestand. We're on at 6:30. Dan Boyle is with me with the call, and we will see all of the action on the Sharks Audio Network starting at that time. Until then, that's the morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.